Clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of quorum. Representative Wingard. Representative Wingard. Quorum is present. Colleagues, when we recessed, we were in propositions and motions. I'd like to take a moment this evening before we proceed with the reading of bills to go through a little bit of conversation around rules and decorum. Members must confine discussions to the question under debate, avoid personalities, and not impugn the motives of another member's vote or argument. Additionally, our own House rules under debate and decorum 6.01 specifically state that no one shall be disruptive during proceeding of the House. Further, in Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure, Section 121, states that no person may indulge in personalities, impugn motive of members, use indecent or profane language, or participate in conduct that disrupts or disturbs the orderly proceedings of the body. Importantly, no one is to disturb another in speech. And this is key. If at any time the presiding officer calls a member to order, According to Mason's, the member speaking must sit down until the presiding officer has been heard. Your presiding officers have met, reviewed the rules, and will enforce all rules of law and regulation to this body. We greatly appreciate you, each one, participating with us in following those rules. Chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily return to advance to the order of business of second reading of House bills. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
House Bill 5201 relating to state financial administration and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5202 relating to state financial administration and declaring an emergency.
Bills read second time are passed to third reading. Chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily advance to the order of third reading of House bills. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair requests unanimous consent. The rules be suspended and House Bill 5201 and 5202 be read third time immediately. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5201 relating to state financial administration and declaring an emergency.
Question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5201. Representative Garrard.
Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5201. Adjust the limits on the maximum amount of bonds and third-party financing agreements that state agencies may issue and the amount of revenue state agencies may raise from such issuance. The proceeds from the issuance of bonds are included as revenues in agencies' budgets. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends an additional $13.96 million in Article 11Q bonds to further fund development of the Judicial Department's e-court system and $2.5 million in additional financing agreement capacity for capital leases. The committee also recommends an additional $81.9 million in Article 11F bond issuance authority for the Oregon University System projects contained in House Bill 5202. Lottery bond authority was increased by $10.6 million to provide funding for community college capital projects that are also included in House Bill 5202. The additional lottery revenue bonds cannot be issued if the state treasurer, after considering a 2013 report from the State Debt Policy Advisory Commission, determines that lottery-backed debt capacity is not sufficient to support the issuance of the bonds. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5201 as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Garrard does not wish to close. Those of the opinion the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. House Bill 5201, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5202, relating to state financial administration and declaring an emergency.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5202. Representative Beyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, House Bill 5202 is the budget bill for capital construction projects. House Bill 5202 establishes authority for the planning, design, and construction of capital projects. Each project must be authorized by the legislature. Some of the projects are funded with bond proceeds provided in House Bill 5201. The bill with the recommended adjustments includes expenditure limitation for three student-funded projects at Oregon State University, increased expenditure authority for a laboratory project at Western Oregon University, increased expenditure authority for a veterans home in Lebanon, and expenditure limitation to remodel the DMV offices in Bend. Projects approved in this bill will expire on June 30th, 2017. I don't want to go too far here. So, the Dash 4 amendment also contains $9.6 million of expenditure limitation for 17 projects at community colleges that would be funded through issuance of lottery bonds. Under provisions contained in House Bill 5201, the bonds for these projects cannot be issued if the state treasurer, after considering a report from the State Debt Policy Advisory Commission on lottery-backed debt capacity, determines... I can go way down. The Debt Policy Advisory Commission on lottery-backed debt capacity determines that lottery-backed debt capacity is not sufficient to support issuance of the bonds. The State Debt Policy Advisory Commission report is to be received no later than February 1st, 2013. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends House Bill 5002 be passed. Ways and Means Committee recommends House Bill 5002 be passed.
Representative, House Bill 5202, correct?
Yes, 5202.
Thank you very much. Further discussion?
I do better with paper than I do.
Seeing none, Representative Beyer, do you wish to close?
No.
She does not. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. And Representative Beyer, how do you vote? Beyer votes aye. House Bill 5202, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform the Senate has passed House Bill 4164, 4165, 4175, 4176, 4177. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that he has signed Senate Bills 1509, 1533, 1538, 1543, 1563, 1591, SCR 212. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you the Senate has passed Senate Bill 5701 and 5702.
Chair requests unanimous consent to temporarily advance to the order of first reading of Senate bills. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill 5701 relating to State Financial Administration appropriate money and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 5702 relating to State Financial Administration and declaring an emergency.
Bills read first time are referred to the co-speakers for referral. Would our caucus leaders please come to the dais? Representative Kotek, Representative Cameron, to the dais, please. House will come to order. Just for announcements here, colleagues, the Senate is still working. We're waiting on some paperwork to come back and forth. If you would, stay very close to the floor, but we will just stand at ease rather than recess. We anticipate just a few minutes to have paperwork come back and forth, so the House will stand at ease. House will come to order. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House stand in recess until 7 p.m. today, March 6, 2012.
Representative Jensen moves the House stand in recess until 7 p.m. Monday, the 5th of March. Without objection, we stand at recess.
March 5th.